Hey.
Hey,
Hey, Dad.
I'm so dead.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Dragon Draft with your host, Sergio, but you call me Serge.
And me, Jamari.
I'm sorry, I call myself the host. Your host as well.
It's all about him.
No! With the Dragon Draft with your hostesses, me, Sergio, call me Serge, and Jamari.
Yes.
So, in case y'all are new here, by the way, this is the second episode, so I'm sure everyone is new here. Dragon Draft is a podcast where we mix RuPaul's Drag Race with a little friendly competition of our own. We have drafted queens into our own teams. Think of them as our houses. We're calling them our houses. We compete against each other to see whose house comes out on top, and the winning house gets to pick first for the next season. It's all about playing the game, strategy, creativity, and just a bunch of shade. Like, we just had that fun.
A lot of shade. Shady.
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 So, this episode is another introduction. We already had our introduction episode where we introduced ourselves, the podcast, and everything in between. So, make sure you listen to that. But this episode, we are going to tell y'all who are in our houses. Who's in, everyone that's in drag, was the season of RuPaul Drag Race season
17?
Yes. Who on season 17 is in our houses?
Yes, so we, before the season starts, before the first episode drops, we get together and we based off of the promo and the Meet the Queens, we select one by one queens that we add on our team, whether it just be because we know them prior to the show. We'll know of them, not know them personally, but we may not know. We never know. No. But
you know any drag queens?
Huh?
You know any drag queens personally? Oh, you do? But
anyway. I mean, I know of some, but they haven't been on the show.
Right.
But yeah, if we followed them before they got on the show, word on the streets, if their outfit looks clunky or busted, you know,
right.
This is how we decide on who we add to our teams.
Yeah, usually we wait till after the Meet the Queens to pick who we think is gonna pick who's on our house in our houses. So, yeah, but before we get into that, I gotta know, Jamari. How you been? Like, what's been going on?
I'm good. I start a new adventure next week. Excited for that.
Okay, what do you mean adventure? Like,
like a new job. I was trying to sound all like how do you sound?
Right.
I started a new job on Monday, so it's something I've been like trying to get since I've been up here in this new place. So fingers crossed it turns out goes well.
Yes. Well, fingers crossed. You got it. You got this.
And you?
I don't know. Like, I guess do I wanna say I'm talking to people, talking to somebody? I don't know.
We're talking.
I guess I'm talking to someone.
Why do you sound like that?
Very early stages, so knowing me is not gonna last. But you know, it's something.
It's, yeah.
We'll see how it go, but let's get into these houses. By the way, we've already picked our houses. We already picked who's in our houses a minute ago, when before the season even started. And we just wanted to share with y'all who is who. And we're going to post on our Instagram. We have an Instagram now. At DRAGN for Nick. DRAFT. Drag N Draft. Yes, so make sure you give us a follow. And we're going to put our houses on our Instagram so y'all can see. And over the weeks, as the episodes go on, we're going to update the chart of our houses and show who got eliminated and who won the episode. Just keeping track on everything. It's gonna be all fun. Just make sure you follow us on Instagram and check it out.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get into these houses. So who ended up picking first? Did I pick? I picked first, right?
Yes, you did, because you always. Ooh, yeah, you picked first.
I always know what I say. I always win, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my first choice was Lexi, and to be honest, okay, so we picked our houses after the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
After the second premiere, there was two premieres. After the second premiere, so I'm like, okay, I'm getting a feel on how these queens are, how the producers are giving these queens the edits and stuff. I can kind of see how some of these queens are gonna be, it's gonna do in the competition. So I jumped the gun. I'm like, let me pick the winner of the second episode, the second premiere, and that is Lexi. She won like second, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, she won the second one. The lips, yeah.
Yeah. So I chose Lexi first. And looking at how she's... We're on episode 7?
Yeah, they just did Snatch Game.
Yes. So up till Snatch Game, and we're not going to talk about what happened because we're going to have our own separate review episodes on those episodes. But so far, Lexi's killing it. I think she's doing really well.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Yeah, so I can see her in the top 4 for real. So I'm happy with my choice. That's my top choice. And then Jamar, you had your first top choice.
And then my choice after. Oh, sorry, I have a cat and she's biting me. After he chose, I chose Susie Too Delicious. And honestly, as the show's been going on, I can see Susie definitely making it top 4.
Even after the Snatch Game. We're not going to talk about it, but...
We're not talking about that yet.
So you feel good that Susie is your top choice?
Yes. I feel... Yeah.
Our Aries queen.
Yes, our Aries queen. We always live for the Aries queens.
Yes, it's a little bit of a bias. A little bias.
A little bias.
We gotta root our girls, but yeah. So my second choice, which I looking back, I'm like, why was she my second choice? I love her though. My second choice was Lana Jarrett. She's been doing, all right. She's a great lip syncer, but we're going to talk about that in an episode.
The episode's to come.
Yes, but do I regret putting her on my team? Not really. I love her as a person. She's just not even the best in the competition, and that was okay.
That is. Everybody stumbles.
Yes, everyone stumbles. There's a chance she can come back. You know, yeah. I think she's a funny person. Very talented. Very, like, the fashion is always there. Always. Mm-hmm. So.
Always.
So, who was your second choice?
Oh, my God. I don't know which one. My second choice was Miss Lucky Stars.
Damn.
Honestly, after seeing the premiere, I thought she was like, oh, she's gonna stay. And then, damn.
And she should have done so much. She could have done so well in the ball.
Listen, and then when they actually use unconventional items.
Yes.
That's so bad.
Hopefully she comes. I say give her maybe a couple years, put her back on All Stars, and she'll do so. She'll be amazing.
She'll be great.
So my third choice was Jules Sparkles, which I really like her. I do not regret putting her on my team. At the moment, I don't... Is she going to make it top 4?
Possibly. I can see it.
Yeah, it's very possible. Will she have a win? I don't know. But very possible. I feel you think they're gonna have her and Sam in the top four
because of the family thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like they're gonna have them lip sync against each other.
Ooh, that'd be crazy. That'd be a double Shantae, I feel.
Listen, I'm ready. I'm waiting. You think?
It could be. I don't know how Sam performs though.
I don't know. I mean, there's still that. Do you think they'll do like last season and have the lip sync Lollapalooza?
I would hope so. They have to. It's kind of like they do it every year at this point.
Honestly, yeah, I hope they do that.
With the girls, I think it's gonna be in the top four. I can't see both of them together.
Yeah,
unfortunately. So I'm curious what's gonna happen. But who was your third choice?
My third choice was Miss Arietti.
Ooh, love her. Okay.
Love her. Honestly. I'm not upset with choosing Arietti on my team or in my house. I could see her making it there to the top. I mean, don't think I'm scared for like comedy based challenges.
Yeah. She's very talented. The looks always give. So I'm curious what's gonna happen. So my fourth choice was Corey King. After premiere 2, I fully suspected Corey to be like one of the front runners, like one of the people that's gonna just kill it. So far up till the ball, Miss King has been safe. Been safe or low, not really doing the best, but the confessionals, baby.
That's the confessional queen.
Yes.
I mean king, sorry.
The king. The first king ever on Drag Race hears the clock it. But I don't regret having her on my team because I love Corey King. I watch all Corey King's vlogs. Corey King is hilarious. He's just not doing the best. Not standing out in the competition, which is shocking. But, okay. So who's your fourth choice?
Fourth choice. I had Crystal. And Crystal is one I was like, who I felt was like the Rosé or like the Jan of this season. Not even the Jan. Well, kind of the mix between like Rosé and Jan. You know, Rosé. You know, I mean, you know, both of them being like very polished queens. And then the treatment on the show. You like almost getting there, not getting the win. And I mean, she did have stiff competition in some episodes when it came down to her being in the top two. And I could see how the other girls edged over her. But yeah. And what's crazy is that never got to her, really.
No. I mean, she was a part of a lot of the attacking Susie.
I need to rewatch. I need to watch Untucked.
Yeah, she was behind the Susie train. One thing I would have to say though, a lot of these girls, I don't know if it's the editing or there's a lot of these girls we don't really know that well. They haven't really shared their story. The only girl that I remember was Lucky Story,
and that was right when she was getting eliminated that episode.
Right, and Lexi.
And then I was gonna say Lexi because they had that moment together.
Yeah, Alexi shared a lot. Like the what was it the LinkedIn account and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Lexi and Lucky. I don't know any of the other girls. I honestly, which is very interesting. But my fifth choice. My fifth choice is Sam Starr, the drag daughter of Trendy the Tuck. And Jules is the granddaughter of
Trendy the Tuck.
And drag daughter of Chantel Sparkles. Which it would be cool to see her on Drag Race. But yes. Sam Starr very, very pageant. I think that's her gimmick. That's her gimmick. Pageant. And just the fact that she is the drag daughter of Trinity, I know they're gonna put make sure she is put together. She's gonna have the best package, like, up there. Very polished. Up till now, I'm thinking she's gonna do really well. So far, she's been doing fine.
She won.
Oh yeah, she won the ball. Not the ball.
Yeah. It wasn't one of the balls.
It wasn't a ball. It was a sewing challenge, was it? I don't think it was a ball.
Oh, did they only wear the? Yeah, they did. Okay, it wasn't a ball.
Yeah, it was just a sewing challenge. She won, but she's been doing fine. Fifth.
My fifth pick. Oh, I'm so happy I got her on my team. But on your nerve.
And why did you pick her fifth?
Okay, I picked her because she's so, like, I don't know. Her energy was, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, infectious. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just, like, she felt like just somebody that I knew. Like, yeah. And then, I don't know. I just think she's great. And she's been doing great in the competition so far. Not really letting people get to her and stuff.
I mean, in a competition like that, I don't know why the girls always get mad at each other for being in the top. It's the judge's fault.
It's the judge's voting.
Right. Why are you mad at the girl? Like, she did anything. But I was honestly surprised of how good she's been doing. Like, in the beginning, I didn't know how I was going to place her. Because... Right. She just screams charisma and just, like you said, the infectious energy, just have that star quality. But it's never, I didn't know how she was going to place because she was so different from everyone else, just personality-wise.
Yeah. I see her going all the way. I do.
Oh, yeah. I kind of think she's going to win at this point, but...
Really? I don't know. Because you know how they do. They set a girl up and then...
They wouldn't do that to Anya. Because also, they kind of edited her in a good way. But I think that's the ball episode. But
I don't know, though. Because, I mean, she has had, like, two controversial moments.
Yes. But I feel like they would have edited... If they didn't want her to do well, like win into the audience, they would have edited her like a villain for those moments.
Yeah.
They kind of fleshed her out as like a human, like especially the second thing, but we'll talk about that.
But yeah, I'm excited to see how she does on the show.
Yes. So my 1, 2, 3, 4, my sixth person. my sixth person is Lydia Butthole Collins. Lydia Butthole Collins, I thought she's a wild card. She's very different. She makes Rue laugh. So let me put her on my team. How she's been doing so far? Okay. Well, yeah.
Oh, she's been doing a good job, I feel.
I mean, she was in the bottom.
I mean, she was in the bottom once, yeah, but you saw the lip sync.
Oh, absolutely. So, she's very wild card energy, so I don't know what's going to happen with her. So, I'm not saying I don't want her on my team, but, I mean, I like her. She's really cool. She's... Like, I've seen her on Corey King's vlogs. They act like they're not together, but they are. And she's really cool.
I thought they were.
They are, but they're not saying it.
I just seen Corey tweet of them on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't see that. I need to see that.
Mm-hmm. My sixth person was Hermona.
Hermona Lisa, or how Paul says it. Whore.
Mona Lisa. Yeah. And she had a good run, I feel.
She had a good run. She had a good run.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she had a good run, you know? She was there.
She was there.
She, no, stop it. Stop it.
You know, she had a look. Yeah.
She had a few looks. Same. She, yeah. She did good.
I think she did pretty good from what she's done so far. She could have went further. That would like your all stars.
Imagine.
But
now we're down to the final two girls.
Yes, the girls that were picked last. We're gonna talk about that. But my last girl is the Slasian diva of LA. The icon, the legend.
She is the moment. Well, was.
Oh. She will always be the moment, okay? Miss.
Hello?
What's her name?
Did you forget her name? Oh.
Wait.
Did you forget her name?
Wait.
You did not.
Joella Perry.
I am so dead. You had to Google that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I didn't, I swear. I looked at her face. I'm like, okay, I got it. Joella Perry. Her name is just Joella, but I'm saying Joella Perry. Her name was once Joella Perry because her whole story, well, the story that they gave her was that she was a Katy Perry fan, stan, besties with Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry basically created her.
Yes.
Like her own little Frankenstein.
Yes. With delusion. A lot of delusion. But she tore up social media so quickly. Like, that's how you make a splash, no point.
Literally.
No point intended.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This whole, you know, the theme is water. I feel like I didn't have to say that, but she became the internet sensation overnight. And she's just an icon. She's a legend. We all love her. I should have picked her first, honestly.
I mean, you missed out.
Yeah. I can't wait to see her on All Stars. I wish her and Miss Jade So was on the same season, bitch.
Now that... I can't wait for Jade So to get on a Rue Judge season.
Okay, who's your last girl?
And my last girl, drum roll, please. No drum roll. Acacia forgot. Okay. No. I always forget how the first part goes. I always forget how the first part goes. But no, she kind of surprised me a little bit. Because no shade, no tea. Well, all tea, some shade, no shade.
No shade.
I thought she was gonna be like the first one of the first two to go home, but she's been sticking it.
Right.
And like her, the looks she's bringing aren't that bad. They're not, you know, bad.
It's not slaughtered. We're not putting it out in the Hampshire.
Right.
Pasture.
It's one of them country terms.
We're not putting it out in the pasture.
But no, she's doing good, I think.
Yeah, she surprised me too. She's done really well. My favorite moment of hers was her Blanche impression on the SNL skit. You don't sleep on her or don't forget her because she's here.
So those are our teams.
Yes. Bitch, I thought you were going to take it away.
Those are our teams. We're going to post it on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll post our team pictures on Instagram, and we'll keep a sort of a track record on our story, right? Of, like, who's been winning, who's been bottoming.
Well, we're going to make posts every week after the elimination, showing who got eliminated and The chart is going to be altered every week based on who got eliminated, who won. So you're going to see that. So make sure, again, follow us at Drag N. N stands for nickel. Draft. Drag N draft. No space in between. I think that's pretty much all for right now. Where can we find you, Jamari?
You know what? I was just thinking about getting an Instagram back again, but I mean, y'all can just follow me on Twitter at the moment at Jamari, JOMARIMB. And yeah, I don't do anything but retweet and post, not post, but retweet stuff.
I feel like this whole season, you're going to be thinking about this Instagram. This is gonna be a whole thing where you're like, I'm thinking about making an Instagram. It's gonna be a whole story.
I really watch me not get one until the end of the season.
It's the season finale of our podcast. Like, you know what, guys? I'm on Instagram now.
Like, go ahead and follow me on Instagram now.
But speaking of Instagram, you can follow me at Call Me Surge on Instagram or anywhere social media is a social media. You know, TikTok, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, follow me anywhere on Call Me Surge. And again, follow us at Drag and Draft. Please.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Please. But anyway. So anyway, we are signing off, and we'll see y'all in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.